Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
saved you, he saved me. He saved us for all time. What about others? He saved you, he saved me. What are we doing for others? Do you believe in dreams, the Holy Spirit's dreams? Thousands of men running down the street. They didn't know that the road was leading to a steep and deadly cliff and into the lake of fire. Oh, he saved you, he saved me. He saved us for all time. What about others? Oh, he saved you and he saved me. What are we doing for others? Multitudes, multitudes, multitudes are waiting in the valley of decision. They're waiting, they're hoping to hear the gospel. They don't know Jesus Christ. They are lost and dying souls. Yes, he saved you, he saved me. He saved us for all time. What about others? Oh, oh, oh. He saved you, he saved me. What are we doing? Oh, for others. Now why do we sit and wait while millions go to hell? Their blood is on our hands. It's time to preach the word, yeah. The gospel of Jesus in its pure and simple form is what is missing now in the church. What are we preaching? Oh, he saved you, he saved me. Saved us for all time. But what about others? Oh, he saved you, he saved me. But what are we doing? What are we doing for the others? We are the salt of the world, the light of the world. Are we really shining? Shining like we should. We are the salt of the world and the light of the world. Are we really shining as the light of the world? He saved you, he saved me. Oh yes, he saved us for all time. What about us? He saved you and he saved me. But what are we doing? Oh yeah, for the others. What are we doing for the others? Thank you. Build your house on a rock, and the rains will come down. Build your house on a rock, and the floods will come up. Build your house on a rock, the winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong. Whom shall I liken him to? He is like a man who built a house upon a rock. Oh yeah, upon a solid rock. I do not choose to build upon the easy sands of life. I will take my time and build upon a rock. So build your house on a rock, and the rains will come down. Build your house on a rock, and the floods will come up. Build your house on a rock, the winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong. Patience, my brother, he that hastens to be rich, oh no, he has an evil eye. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Labor not to be rich, it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and not your effort. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and build your house on a rock, and the rains will come down. You've got to build your house on a rock, and the floods will come up. Build your house on a rock, the winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong. I want to leave home now. He began to have a lot of fun with many beautiful girls. Oh yeah. But one day there was a crisis day. The young man lost everything and he had to feed the pigs. No one gave to him, his whole life was destroyed. So what are you gonna do? Build your house turn over, the winds will blow vehemently, but your house will stand strong. Speaking in tongues every day. When I speak in tongues, my spirit prays. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself. Speak in tongues, charge like a battery. You will be strong. You will be strong. Shabbat Yabakada Mama Kabar, I will speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. Shabbat Yabakada Mama Kabar, I will speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. You will be strong. Oh, yeah. Must speak in tongues every day. No one knows how to pray, how you ought. The Holy Spirit, He gives you a trance. He leads your spirit in supernatural prayer. That's the best kind of prayer. You will be strong. Shabba yabba kada mama kaba rabba, speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. Shabba yabba kada mama kaba rabba, speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. You will be strong.
Hallelujah. Bunny, you are welcome home. Bishop is your grandfather. I'm your father. One day I went to Average and Pastor Kito, and we met him playing with a small organ. Danny and the guy over there. Then those time, I think Bishop bought organs and he gave us somewhere. And we have been meeting in the classroom. We invited him, he doesn't want to come. So one day we carried the organ to his house. And we said, Danny, I won't say much. Father's Day, you have to remember me. Bishop, you brought me on the room only once. When is it Grandfather's Day? Now you remember Bishop. So I believe that Bishop will never take Father's Day. Later this Father's Day, say, we are going to organize a special Grandfather's Day for Bishop. Shout hallelujah! Mini, our day. Shabbara! Well, it's a blessing. I met Bishop around 8 o'clock in front of Ofe Cinema. I believe it will be 1987 or 1988. Very important. As a young man, as a teenager, I've taken my dim and lamp. And we used to drink. There is something called katoge katoge. It means small, small. And we will start drinking from choco. About 7 of us. Instead of us by house buying akpeteshi, the house, one bottle, we'll buy one tot. Then we'll move to the next junction, one tot. Then no, so it's called katoge. That particular day, I've taken my katoge, and I was coming to play gambling, and Okankwe is our leader. Brother Dad was standing holding a light. And Brother T was preaching. And sleep in the light. Then I stopped. So I was saying in my mind, it's going to be clear off. Then after we can come and play around. So I was wearing white knickers. Top. I remember it vividly. Yeah. Charlie, no education. Yeah. No education. Bro, for one week. Then Brother T pointed me in the darkness and I turned my back. He said, don't turn your back, I'm talking to you. Okay, let me try again. So he persuaded and I stepped forward and I gave my life to Christ. Thank God for the life of Lady Pastor Mercy. Today the church will have changed. When you give your life to Christ in the lighthouse, there is somebody standing by, it will take you home. Yeah. It's the first time that we came to church, he handed over me to Lady Pastor Mason, a slim nurse. He said, I'm taking you home. Then Monday, she will come to our house. Follow us now. Talk to us. Along the line, Okanko fall in love with Lady Pastor Mason. Came to church, the song that he sang, I will rejoice with you and be glad. I will rejoice. Join after you and let us run together. I will rejoice with you and be glad. It is Jesus' joy in my life. Oh, it is Jesus. Today there's going to be anointed. I feel it. Joy in my heart, it is Jesus, joy in my heart. Oh, Jesus, the King of God. It was Bishop Emmy's pleading. Hallelujah. Since then, my life has never been this. I remember one day, the church had nothing. And Bishop Father have a stable. Then Bishop called Dr. Nosh that we should go and repair the place. So we are the main people. I'm like a carpenter. I, JJ, Okanko was not there then. Akwe, which I don't remember Akwe, the guy who lives with your father then. Akwe, and some few guys repaired the place, we cleared the feces, and I will tell you later. Amen. The first Bible conversation started, we started in that Bible chambers. I remember one day when the bishop came in, he said we should quote scriptures from John. I have a scripture in my I am my father, I want. Somebody quoted the scripture. Bishop, why should you who preach you? Somebody shout glory. But let me end. by the grace of God, from the Agbado, we started growing. By the grace of God, I've been to almost all IPTP. When Anakazo started, we are the first guys, the Apache guys. When the branches started, we are the first people Bishop sent us to. Why is it raining? Hey, minister, nene. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says now that he ascended. Let me read here, verse 8. Wherefore, he said unto them, when he ascended, upon high, he lay captive. Captivity captive, and he gave gifts unto men. Now, I'm so amazed when God said that he gave gifts unto men. God's wisdom is infinite, and our wisdom is finite. Now, you understand that I thought if God is going to give gifts to men, he'll give them cars, money. But look at verse 11, the gifts that God gave to men. And he gets some apostles. Bishop, I thank you so much that you are a gift to us. He gave some apostles. Look at God. And he gave gifts unto men. Apostles. Number two, and he gave some prophets. Bishop is a prophet. Whatsoever he has said. I was telling him last week Sunday that his prophetic ministry is mysterious. Many can't see it. And he gave some evangelists. Gifts unto men. Then look at it. And he gave some pastors and some teachers. Put your hands together for the Lord. I thought God, and he gave gifts unto men. I thought God is going to give us cars, he's going to give us money, but rather a gift, an entropy to us. It's a mystery that if you don't take them, you cannot see. Bishop, tonight, I'm so blessed to have you as a father. Hallelujah. Please come in quickly. If there are seats, please come in. Let's fill the... Wow. I want to say that, Bishop, I thank you so much. Amen. I learned how to speak English through Bishop preaching. I learned how to write through Bishop preaching. Especially the first 10 books that Bishop released. So simple. I read it, I soak it in. And today, by the grace of God, I preach in Korea. I preach to Koreans. Every time I travel to Korea, I read that I went to Korea, I preach in 3 churches. And it's amazing. After you finish preaching, they give you on your own. Hallelujah. Bishop, I thank you so much. If there's anyone you can boast about me. But it's amazing that I've not followed him well to join him in the full-time ministry. Perhaps maybe from tonight, there will be a change. Let's put our hands together and welcome God's gift to us. Give the Lord a shout. A shout. Hallelujah. Wow. What a blessing. Father, thank you for tonight. And thank you for your mercy that is released into our midst today. We are grateful for all that you are doing here in Bawe. We thank you that you are going to do even greater things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited to be here. And I thank God for Pastor Zoro's life. He's one of my favorite sons. Amen. God raised him up on that day. He said, I was holding the light. I was the one holding the floodlight for the crusade. And Bishop Saki was preaching. Yes. And Bishop Saki called him. He said, you, come. And he didn't want to come. But that was the day that God had called him.
I will be very happy one day to consecrate him as a bishop. That day, I believe it will come to pass. Amen. You see, you cannot tell what God will do. Yes. And for me, I learned a very important lesson when he says that in those days, when you give your life to Christ, somebody is standing there to take you to the house. In fact, those of you who came with me, I hope you are listening. When you give your life to Christ, somebody is there to take you to the house so that you know your house. Yes. Huh? Monday evening. And they will come there on Monday. Yes. That's what we call follow up in teachers' ministry. Yes, follow up. IDL visits. We are going more into that. And now we have our first service is Saturday night. Outreach. Every Saturday, we have to find any corner to win souls. This Saturday, yesterday, I was at Medina. What is that place called? Medina Estate. Court Park. Yeah. Full of people with gospel preaching and miracles. And we won how many souls? 285 souls. And did they come to church? How many came to church today? 109. We brought them to church. We brought 109 of them to church at First Love Church. Every Saturday. I believe in that. I thank God for Bishop Oyedepo, because when I met him recently, he told me that's what he does. He goes with his phone speaker every Saturday. Somebody who has 102,000 members in one service. He has 50,000 inside and 52,000 outside. And two of the services are full. He told me himself, he was sitting by me in the hotel. He told me. He said he bought two cars because of that. So he takes with phone speakers. No stage, nothing. Goes himself. Yes. He himself goes. He said when he goes, then he starts without speakers. When people come, if people come around, then he uses their own speakers so that they can hear. Yeah. Somebody who has got 400,000 people coming to church in the morning, he is going on out. And he said, I want 145 souls. Yeah. So we are not serious. But we are serious from today. And our follow-up team are going to grow wilder. Yes. You will be standing there. It's like a woman is giving birth. You are standing there waiting to catch the baby. Some people say, hey, we shall call that ministry Catching Baby Ministry. Baby Catching Ministry. Catch the babies. And you have to be there, because when the baby is being born, sometimes it can, the last part, it can come out. Then it comes out. And it will be struggling. Then at the last part, and it's very slippery. So if you don't know how to catch it, you see that it's falling down. Then later, when the child goes up and is doing maths, he cannot do it. Some of you are not good at maths because of how they taught you. So that is a blessing. And Pastor Zoro is an example of door-to-door soul winning and street preaching and follow up. All the people you think cannot change, they all have a day that they can change. It's a particular day that they can change. All the people you think. You said the name of that is Dagote Dagote. Katode. Katoge Katoge. What language is that? Ewe? Katoge Katoge. Huh? Katoge Katoge. You drink small, small from junction to junction. Chocolate to Kolegono, Kolegono to moving. Katoge Katoge. You were a teenager and you were specialized in drinking and gambling. What a blessing. Now, that's the meaning of the song. He saved you. He saved me. What about?
He saved us for all time.
He saved us for all time.
What about others?
What about others?
He saved you. He saved me. What are we doing for others?
What are we doing for others? He saved you. He saved me.
He saved us for all time.
He saved us for all forever. You are saved. He saved you.
Saved you.
He saved me.
He saved me.
What are we doing?
What are we doing for the others? Do you believe in dreams? The Holy Spirit's dreams. Thousands of men running down the street. They didn't know that the road was leading to a steep and deadly cliff and into the lake of fire. Oh no. He saved you, he saved me, yeah. He saved us for all time, but what about others?
What about others?
He saved you, he saved me.
What are we doing?
Hey, but what are we doing for the others?
So when you see one person saved, it's always marvelous. So I am happy that, you know, I still have a chance to do outreach. I'm very happy about that. And to do follow up and to preach just normal talking to people. I'm very happy. I feel happy about that. I feel very happy about that. I want to win more souls, one-to-one salvations. Pure salvations. Not about money or prosperity, just pure salvation. And look at what God has done. When we preach to him, we never lift and said, "You go to Korea, come, receive your visa." No. We just preached about giving your life to Jesus. And that is it. So, we don't need to change the gospel message into come and get something message. Yes. We never advertise you will learn English. You will travel here. You will do business. You'll be a businessman. No. Come to Jesus. All those things, you see, when a tree dies, the leaves will fall off. So those things have become like the main thing, but it's not the main thing. The main thing is still the main thing. God bless you. Sit down, everybody. Hallelujah. I want us to just... this is going to be very short because I believe that we are all celebrating a time of being together and us here in Bawe. I'm happy to see the building, and I know we are going to be able to do some wonderful things here. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, turn your Bible with me to Hebrews 13. Hebrews chapter 13. And verse number 8. What does it say? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the title of my message. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. One day, I visited an old man with my children. And when he saw my children, he opened his arms. Atu, but the children ran away. So, later he was explaining to me that he said that old age is not easy. Because when you are old, even the children are afraid of you. Because of how your face has become. And then he showed me his picture. He said, I used to be very handsome. But now things have changed. Even children are afraid of him. When he said that, I realized that Jesus Christ never changes. Even though man changes. Yes. Jesus doesn't change. And Jesus is not changing. In Revelation chapter 1, you see a beautiful picture of Jesus. Revelation chapter 1. It says, I, John, was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. All right? And I turned to see a voice which spake with me. Verse 12. Being turned. And in the midst of the sun of the seven candlesticks, I saw the Son of Man. Verse 14. His head and his hairs were white as wool. This is how Jesus looks. Those of you who say you've seen Jesus, if his hair was brown, it's not him. Yes. His hair was white. He's the same yesterday. He's the same today. Same forever. And his eyes were like a flame of fire. When you see Jesus' eyes, when you see Jesus, it's like there's some kind of, there's like a fire in it. It's like he's burning and looking into you. Yes. I heard somebody describe it. I wish I can sort of see, but I can't see. But I can sort of see it. It's like his eyes are like burning. It's like it looks into you. Yes. I heard somebody describe it just like that. So, those of you who've seen a Jesus whose eyes were not like a flame of fire. It's a Ghana Jesus. Hey. And his feet were like brass as they burn in the furnace. And his voice was like the sound of many waters. Jesus' feet. You know, Kenneth Hagin described how Jesus walked into his room and he was wearing sandals. So, his feet are like brass. Wow. And not only that, his voice. When he speaks, like a waterfall. Wow. And he had in his right hand 7 stars. And out of his mouth went a two-edged sword. Two-edged sword. So when Jesus opened his mouth, it was like a sword was coming out. Those of you who say you've seen Jesus, and he was spitting saliva. Check your visions carefully. And his countenance or his face was as the sun shining in his strength. Many people who die, you can check after church, near-death experience. Many of them claim to see a bright light. Jesus is like the full strength of the sun. By the way, don't look at the sun. The sun is very dangerous to look at. If you ever use whatever to put on your eye can just be into just dissolve your eye. So you must never look with a telescope. At the sun or magnifying glass. That's how you light fires. So Jesus is like a bright shining face. So Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So expect to see visions of Jesus. Yeah. Expect Jesus to come and lay hands on you in your house. Yeah. Expect God to show you increasing visions as you go along. Yeah. Number two, Jesus Christ is the same in the miracles that he does. Amen. Yeah. Whatever miracle he did. He's doing it still. That's fantastic. Amen. You know, if you don't believe in miracles, as you grow, you will believe. Yes. If you even don't believe, as you grow, you will believe. Because, you know, I heard Catherine Kuhlman say, she said, if you are part of humanity, one day you will need a miracle. Yes, he said, if you are part of humanity, one day you need a miracle. Even if you feel you don't need help, one day you see that you need help. Yes. One day I called my friend, my roommate, and we spoke on the phone. And he told me, he said, as he was talking, we have not spoken for about 10 years. He said, Dad, you sound the same. You are the same. I said, what do you mean by I'm the same? He said, the way you talk is the same. How you laugh, everything is the same. So, when you are the same, you talk in the same way, and you do the same things that you used to do. So I still do outreach, as I used to do when I was in school. And I still believe the things I believed. So, Jesus Christ is the same, because he's doing the same things, and saying the same things. So Jesus Christ is the same. It means three things. He looks the same, he does the same, and he says the same things. Three things. Very simple. He looks the same, unlike the old man who has changed. He does the same things. He's still doing miracles. And he's going to do a miracle for you tonight. Yeah. And number three, he's saying the same things. Yes. Jesus said the same thing. You must be born again. You must serve God. And today, I want to encourage everybody here to decide to be a God server. Amen. Make a covenant with God. Amen. You know me, I don't like making covenants and agreements. Even when you go to church, they say, make a covenant. I usually don't. God, I don't want to break any covenant. But one of the things that I've learned is that if you serve God, you know, God will take care of you. And he will help you. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things that people are dying for, they will be given to you. Amen. Your pastor Zoro, you can ask him whether for all these years we have been preaching to him money and riches.
No, Daddy.
Huh?
No, Daddy.
Money and riches. No. Just serving God will cause you to go where your brother in your house cannot go. Yes. You will go. I said you will be there. Others will never go, but you will go. Amen.
Amen.
So, I want you to believe in serving God. Because Jesus, the one who said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this. These are the words of Jesus Christ. If you check your Bible, it's in red. Saying the same thing. He has not changed it. Seek ye first, not finally. Don't seek God finally. When everything is done. When you are old. When you are not nice. When your money is finished. One of the sad things that I have seen is when somebody has been told you are going to die and the person is even weak. It's something I've seen more than once. Not once, I've seen it more than once. And the person starts to say, I want to come to church to work for God. No, seriously. I'm not saying the person was not serving God before, but when they are told you are dying, it's like the person, look, I need to come to the church. One brother said, give me something to do. Yes. Give me something to do. And he said, nobody wants to give me, because when you see it, it's weak. Nobody wants to give me something to do. You know, that's why God says, seek ye first. All those who are being beaten by rain, I declare that it is a shower of blessing on your life in Jesus' name. The blessing you are receiving is not even getting inside, it is outside. Hallelujah. Do you understand what I'm preaching?
Yes.
Don't wait till you are not nice anymore. Nobody likes you anymore. So, I'm here for God. Even man doesn't like you. One day a lady said, "These days, cars have not been stopping for me." Because when she was younger, cars used to stop. Where are you going? Come. Let me drop you. And people have not been stopping. Because the whole, you see, ladies, you change, but you don't know that you are changing. Wow. Seek ye first.
That's right.
The kingdom of God. Seek ye first. Don't wait till you are old. Don't wait even for 1 week. Don't wait at all. Don't wait. Never wait when it comes to serving God. Never later. No, no. Look. One day, one of my pastors, I told him, "You are going to die unless God heals you." And I told him because I wanted him to set his house in order in case he dies. But he didn't like what I said. And he didn't do what I said. And when he died, there was confusion up till today. So, that is why Jesus said, "Seek ye first." Look, I remember another guy. He went to the hospital. They told him, "You are going to die." His first reaction was, he brought a check to me for healing Jesus' crusade. Hey. Yes. Hey. So when he came, I said, "Why?" He said, "No." Then I said, "No, but the sickness that they say you have, you now need money. How are you coming to give this offering?" He said, "No, no, no, no." I said, "Take the money, please. You are..." "No, no, 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 no." Look, it worries me. I feel, you see, when you are a pastor, you know that if you are a real pastor, even when you are raising funds, you feel it. If you are not a pastor, you just raise funds without feelings. But if you are a real pastor, you have some feeling. When the people are giving it, even worries you. You want to call, say, "Hey, come, don't give, take your money, but it's okay, please." If you are a pastor, you will have that feeling. It happens to me all the time. Yes. Yes. Wow. Seek it first. It's the first thing, not the second. It's never third. It's never last. If you wait small, see that you can't do it again. Yes. Some of you, you can serve God. The day you marry, your service to God will be over. Some of you, you can serve God and you can marry, but the day you have a child, your service to God will be over. One day I sent a brother to the mission. After some few weeks, months, he wrote to me a letter in capital letters. The whole letter was in capital. And I knew he couldn't stay there. I told him, "Come. It's okay, come. It's okay. You come. Come back." Because capital letters from top to bottom. I don't think too far. first. Some of you, you can't serve God as soon as you start working. No, that's why the Bible says first, because things are coming. Marriage is coming, children are coming. So when you start your work, after that you can't. You can't. Yes. I remember a certain brother. When he finished school, I offered by said, here. He said he's going to do something. Later when he went, I myself couldn't ask him to come. Because what he seemed to have was so great that I was even feeling shy to suggest to him that he should ever work for God or work for the church. So I didn't offer, I didn't suggest it to him again. That's why God says, first. So please, that way, people, never think about money. Think of God and serve God. All things, you see, when we say all things, there are some things that have a value with money, and there's some things that is beyond the value of money. God will give all the two to you. All the two. And you will never lack. In Jesus' name. Be a soul winner. Be a follower of souls. Just as our pastor has described. And God's blessing and healing will be on your life. Hallelujah. Now Jesus Christ is saying the same thing to the church. And that's why I'm saying to you the same thing. When I came with Bishop Saki holding a floodlight, and Bishop Saki is preaching at the time, what do you think we are doing? We believe with all our heart in seeking God first. And we have nowhere to serve God but on the streets of Kolegono. Wow. And so we went there. And who we find? Wow. A man who is drunk, a teenager who is drunk, who cannot even speak English. But we didn't say, oh, this is not a good soul. He doesn't have carpet materials and other iron rods to follow. We don't have to follow this guy. This is a fool. It's not a soul. It's a fool. It's not a soul. Which is what people are doing today. When you go out on outreach and you see the person, you analyze the person. This is not a proper soul. This is not a good soul. It's not old enough. It's a teenager. It's not a good soul. When children come and give their life, just let them go away. Bishop Eddie gave his life to Jesus when he was 13 years old. How old were you when that day?
Around
17 or 18. 17, 18. Wow. A teenager. It's not a good soul. Doesn't have a car. He doesn't have house. He doesn't have anything. There's no hope. He doesn't go to school. His clothes are there smelling. He's drunk. He's a useless person. The day that God gave me the chance to consecrate you as a bishop, I personally will have my own party. He saved you. He saved me. What about others? What about other teenagers who you are considering are useless? What about others? You look at the person and say, where is your shop? Where is your car? Where is your body? Where is your stomach? There's no pot belly. Hallelujah. And finally, Jesus Christ does the same kind of miracles. In Mark chapter 5, we see a certain man came to Jesus and he said, my daughter, Jairus, amen, is lieth at the point of death, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, and she shall live. Amen. Come and do what? Lay thy hands on her, and she shall live. You must believe in the laying on of hands. If you are not well, apart from what you call it, medicine, you must believe in the laying on of hands. I believe in the laying on of hands. Even when you shake somebody's hand, if you have faith, you can receive something. Recently, when Bishop Oedipo came to Ghana, I was sitting by him on the stage. When he finished preaching, he sat down and held my hand. Yes. And he held my hand for about 5 minutes. Yes. Clasped my hand tightly. I had not planned to be there. I had not planned to be sitting. I didn't know that I would be sitting there. Somebody who has 102,000 people in one service. It's bigger than Accra Sports Stadium. He has two of those and then other smaller ones. Yeah. Yes. I was just being charged. When I was holding this, I said, that is it. 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 Sit down, sit down, sit down. You see, this man said, my daughter is not well. Come and lay your hand on her. That's all. Come and lay your hand on her. When you lay your hand on her, she will be okay. So you must believe that when hands are laid, or physical contact for that matter, there is a transmission of something invisible. An invisible power comes into your life today in Jesus' name. Laying on of hands is possible when there are not so many people. You can lay. But you can't lay on too many. Tonight, whoever you are, Jesus is here to touch your life. Because he's the same yesterday, he's the same today, he's the same forever. You know, those of you who ever knew Colegono, some years ago, I made an announcement. We are having a miracle service, anointing service, something. And I said, anybody who came here expecting that I would lay hands on you, I would pray for you, come to the front. The whole church was full. Only 8 people came forward. Yes. I didn't know. So I said it again. But 8 people or 10, they came and they lined. You were expecting that I would pray for you, for they came. So when they came, I was very happy that they were so few. I said, today my work is very short. So I started from the right. I said, this testimony is amazing. I said it from the right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just touch and go, touch and go, touch and go. There was a lady sitting there. Okay, one of the people I laid hands on, she was very sick. She was very sick. She was dying. When I laid hands on her, she felt extreme love. So she told Bishop Saki that the kind of love that I felt was beyond normal. It was like maybe a bishop has a very special love. I don't know what. Hey. But another lady was at the back, her eyes opened like this. When I was laying hands, she saw Jesus come behind. Jesus walked onto the stage. I showed you how Jesus looks like. If it's not like, it's an angel. Don't be confused. Because angels also work with us. He said, I will send my angel before thee. I will send my angel before thee. Angels are always part of miracles. So suddenly, Jesus moved into me. So as she was standing there, I was no more. She couldn't see me anymore. She could see Jesus. So Jesus actually the one who laid hands on the 8 or 10 people. Now, you see, you must also know that. That is why, you see, a human being, what can you do? Yeah. If I could heal people, what do you think I'll be doing? I will go straight to Kolebu and heal all the people at Kolebu and discharge them tonight. All the doctors, and especially, they will be amazed. Huh? And from there, I'll move to Rich Hospital. Then from there to 37. I'll be the star of Ghana. I don't have such powers. I can only pray for people. Look, if you are a pastor, tell the truth. You are nothing. We are nothing. We just pray. We just pray and watch what God will do. So that night, I laid hands. But this lady, she saw Jesus. When this lady who was dying went to the hospital, they told her, this must be about, when did we leave Kolegono? So this must be like 15 years or maybe 18 years ago. You know, she's my very close church member. You know, there are some people that are very close. So when she went to the hospital, I decided to go with her. I listened. Yes, the doctor told me. Because I challenged it. But the doctor told her, there are only 2 people left in the world who are alive with your sickness. Which means that there are only 2 left. You are now number 3. Everyone is gone except you. Since then, I don't know how many years, 15 years, 18 years, she's alive. Now, she's alive and well. That's not the end of the story. The end of the story, or the next step in the story, is that this was in England. I went in England. Yes, I went with her, the 2 of us. Let's go see the doctor. The next step is that the doctors in England have written this week to say that we are not expecting you around at this time. So we want you to give us, maybe you have a special DNA. We want to do some research to see how you are alive. Now, this week. The same person. They said that we don't understand how you are still alive and maybe you have a special DNA or something. So we want to do some research. If you can give us a come so that you do a test, some test to see why and how. If you can come, take samples here. Yes. Jesus.
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 He said, come and lay your hand on my daughter. Wow. It's fantastic. Yes. One day, a couple came to see me. Their husband has been diagnosed with a disease. You know, but I don't really even remember. And I took oil and I prayed for them in their office. So, about 4 years ago, I was traveling. This lady who came with her husband was with me. So, I have forgotten about it. She told me, Bishop, 18 years ago, The doctors gave my husband exactly 2 years to be dead. You know, abroad, they don't take time to tell you when you will die. They will inform you, you are dying 2 years, November, December, this, like that's how they are. So that you prepare. But she said, I have forgotten her. On the plane, she told me, she said, 18 years ago, my husband was given this sentence. So, 18 years standing there. Wow. The husband came to see her off at the airport. Wow. Hallelujah. Jesus, come and lay your hands on my daughter and she'll be healed. So I want you to believe. Even if you don't believe, if you continue to stay in this world, you will soon see that you, even if you don't believe, you say, I want. Yes. You say, I want. Hallelujah. Yeah. So I want you to believe in all forms of divine contact. One day I shook hands with somebody. The person didn't bath, I think, the rest of the week. Yes. No, I didn't know. It was years later when I knew the person. He said that the day you shook me on the car park, I didn't bath. We are talking about people that believe in the laying on of hands and believe in receiving. Yes. Jesus is still doing the same thing. One day I was in South Africa, in Durban. A lady, she said she saw Jesus walking over on the heads of the people, touching the people. Jesus is touching you tonight. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, even if you don't believe in miracles, continue to stay on earth. If not this year, maybe next year, you'll see that you'll be calling for a miracle. Then as Jesus was going, the people came from the house and said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master? Verse 36. And as soon as Jesus heard the word, he said to the ruler, be not afraid, only believe. Amen. The devil always comes with fear. Fear. All these prophetic messages. I see you die. Your mother is causing this. You have somebody in your house called Charlotte. You have somebody in the house called Charlotte. Yes, she's the one. I see the name Edna. Edna. Do you know any Edna? Every day they are calling somebody as the cause of. And you will be afraid. Your business. You are going to die by October. This is going to happen. You see, the devil always comes with fear. And Jesus always comes with fear not. Only believe. 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 Fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Fear not, only believe. Look. One day, I was with one of my church members. And somebody came and said that a prophet, there is a very accurate prophet. Because the church member was sick. With a very serious sickness. So somebody called me and said that there is a very accurate, if he says you will die, you will die. If he says you will live, you will live. So they called me. I said, okay, you can go. He's a man of God. So they went. When they came back, I said, what happened? Look, when you are in need, you will be afraid. And that is what the devil capitalizes on. You are going to lose your business, your contract, you will die. This is going to happen. To frighten you more. And through that, they can tell you almost anything. If you are vulnerable to those things, anytime you are in trouble, you see that a prophet will be. And when I ask them, what did the prophet say? They would say all kinds of funny things. And I said, fear not, only believe. And up to today, whatever negative words were spoken, none of them have come to pass in the name of Jesus. People who come to you to make you afraid, it's not from God. Yes. It's not from God. Jesus said, hey, don't worry. Don't be afraid. Just believe. And he went to the house. And there, the girl was sleeping. Was dead. And the people were wailing. They had already turned into black. Huh? Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? Wow. And he said, no, she's asleep. Now, I want you to see verse 41. Because there you see a master key. And he took the damsel by the hand. You see, he didn't... When you say laying on of hands, he took a hand, like a handshake. That was the laying on of hands. That was the laying on of hands. Whatever handshake you receive that you believe, power to raise the dead is coming to a handshake. Yes. He just took her hand. He took her by the hand. Come on. Come on. And transmission of power took place, and straight away she walked. You are going to begin to walk in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Look, in Nigeria, when I went to Nigeria, I asked a pastor, am I supposed to shake? I said, no, they will not shake your hands. When they stand, they greet you. If you will stretch your hand, but like they don't expect a grown-up or a senior or whatever to stretch out his hand. But the hand is having things in the hand. There are things in the hand. There are things in the hand. You don't expect. No. You stand, they greet you, everything. Yes. If you will give your hand. Yes. I always remember. You see, it comes from the respect of this law. The law of laying on of hands. Tonight, your pastor Zoro is anointed. He will not be here if he's not anointed. Anytime you make physical contact, transmission. Transmission. Have faith. You see, you don't have to be casual about God's presence. You don't have to be casual. When you are casual, you miss. The first time David tried to transport the ark, he was very casual, just happy and playing. And then Uzzah was killed. He went and packed it in Obed-Edom's house. Then later he saw that Obed-Edom was prosperous. He said, hey, bring the thing. I need this prosperity. And he brought it himself. But this time when he was going, he wasn't just playing. He played small, then sacrifice. Play small, then sacrifice. Play small, then sacrifice. Like there was a fear and a reverence. So as we play, Let's have that reverence. And many things will be transmitted to you. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever. Stand to your feet, everybody. Close your eyes for a moment. Listen, before you close your eyes, I want you to make a covenant with God that you are going to seek the kingdom of God first. How many are ready to make such an agreement with God? Take a piece of paper if you have, or your phone, or your iPad, and make a covenant with God today. I'm going to seek God's kingdom first, and all things shall be added. Make a covenant. Lord, I dedicate myself to seek your kingdom first. Yes. I want you to make an agreement with God, you and your God. Oh God, I will serve you from today. I will seek your kingdom from today. I will follow you from today. First, not later. Not when you are sick. Now, when you are nice. Now, when you have a car. Now, when you are beautiful. Now, when you are young. Now, when you are strong. Now, when you don't sleep in church. Now, you will make a covenant with God. I will seek you first. And I believe that all things will be added unto me. In Jesus' name. Lift up your covenant that you have written down and let me pray with you. Father, we declare our agreement with you that seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things that people are dying for shall be added unto me. I make this covenant. I agree with you, Lord, that your words are true and that I can follow them. And even today, when everybody is preaching about money and whatever, I can trust you and seek you first. Now, Lord, let it come to pass that according to your word, all things shall be added unto my life. Let me never lack anything that is necessary for this life. From today, I ask. Whatever deliverance I need in my life, may I be delivered from evil. Whatever healing I need, may I experience your healing. Whatever money I need, may I experience that money. I thank you for your blessing, and I thank you for this covenant. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Close your eyes for a moment. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus, then just lift your hand and I'll pray with you right now. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You are not born again, but you want to be born again tonight. And I'll pray with you myself to give your life to God. God bless you. I see all your hands. Outside, inside, everywhere. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus today. Please pray with me. If you are here and you've lifted your hand, come. Find a way of coming to me in the front here. Find a way of coming. Find a way of coming. Just come to the front. I want to pray with you here quickly. Very, very quickly. God bless you. Just stand here. Just stand here. Come and stand here. Stand here. God bless you. Lift your hands like this and say this prayer. I want to be born again. I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift your hands. Everybody join in this prayer. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. Lord Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. From tonight, I am a child of God. From tonight, wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me and washing me and cleansing me today. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. Now lift only your right hand like this. Say, Satan.
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 Satan. Listen carefully. From today, I will not serve you again. I will serve Jesus Christ. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. Go out of my life. In the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus, for blessing me and saving me tonight. Wave your hand. Say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Don't go back. I'm giving you one of my books. How you can become. Don't go back to your seat here. Don't go back. Now, I want us to pray for the sick. Amen. For miracles. How many believe that God is going to do miracles tonight? I believe it. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. I sent her and I healed her. I am the Lord your healer. You are the Lord that healed me tonight. Jesus, thank you that you are the healing Jesus. Somebody's eyes are being healed right now. Receive healing in your eyes. Somebody's receiving healing in their eyes. Every pain in your head is dissolving right now. Stomach pain is going. Somebody here is under a curse, but the curse is broken tonight. In Jesus' name, breast cancer is being healed. Tumors are being healed. Receive the power of God. Receive the power of God. Father, I thank you for the many miracles. Back pains, knee pain, all kinds of sicknesses and diseases. Wicked diagnosis and wicked diseases of the enemy. I break it now in the name of Jesus. Receive the power. Receive the healing. Receive the mercy of the Lord in your life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your power. Receive the power of God in your life. To receive a child. Receive the power. To receive a child is happening right now. The power of the Holy Ghost is flowing. Thank you, Lord. Now lift your hand and thank God right now. Thank God for miracles in this place. Yes. Begin to check yourself. Whatever you couldn't do before, check yourself right now.
Heart disease is being healed. Satan, your power is finished. I tell you, your power is finished. In the name of Jesus. Receive healing right now. Power of God is flowing. You are the Lord. You set your word.
You set your word. And you meet my disease. You are the Lord. I need
you. Father, I thank you for so many wonderful miracles here tonight. I give you praise for what you have said tonight. Thank you for touching so many lives tonight. Right now, I want you to check yourself wherever you are standing. If God has done something, maybe you couldn't see, but now you can see. Maybe you couldn't hear. Check your ear right now. God has done something. Maybe you had a pain. The pain is gone right now. Father, thank you for many, many miracles. I give you praise. I give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Right now, wherever you are, if God has touched you, wherever you are, God has done something in your life, just lift up your right hand. God has healed. Maybe you had a pain, maybe you had a problem, but you can see that something has happened. Not that you believe that it will happen in the future, but right now, you can see that something has happened. Then lift up your hand. God bless you. There are so many miracles. If God has touched you right now, I need you to come to me in the front here. Just come to the side of the stage here. The rest of you can go back to your seats. You can go back to your seats. I don't write your names. Okay. If God has touched you, come quickly. No, no, no writing of names right now. Just wait after you do that. Wait, wait, wait. Don't do two things. I'm the only one in charge of the service. Only one thing, please. Do only what I say. Don't do any other projects, please. If God has touched you, come. Can you move this pulpit away a bit?
He touched me.
Somebody here, you couldn't see. God has opened your eyes. God has touched your eyes. Where are you? Father, thank you for so many miracles today.
Something
happened.
And now
I know. All right, quickly. Fine.
What happened? This lady has had severe pain in this side of the neck, of the back here. She could not move her neck.
What happened to you, my dear?
I had a strange pain at my back, and immediately I came to the front of this place. I couldn't feel it.
The pain left you.
Yes.
Father, thank you for wonderful miracles. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you.
This girl could not walk properly. She had pain in the right thigh.
Tell us what happened to you, my dear.
I wasn't able to walk properly when I came to church today. But when immediately I stepped forward, I'm okay.
You can walk. Walk and let's see. Walk and let's see. Walk and let's see. Wow. Come back, my dear. Come back.
Something happened. And now I know.
Is the pain gone? You can walk normally. Thank you, Lord. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. What happened, my dear?
I used to have pain. When I was coming to church right now, I used to have some pain. When I was singing and things, the pain was still in my head. So when you asked us to come here to hold where the pain was, I held it, and when you prayed for us, the pain was gone.
Why don't you give the Lord a mighty clap of praise? Something happened, and now I know it touched me and made me whole. More testimony. testimonies. God bless you, my darling. What happened to you, young man?
I normally feel hurt.
Somebody with a lump in the breast. God is touching your life. Where are you?
What happened to you? I normally feel hurt, pain. But as you pray for me, I'm now healed.
You feel what?
Head pain.
Head pain. Is it different from headache?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
It normally took me like some pain. Some pain.
Pains?
Yeah.
Which part of your head? Doctor, what is this?
This can be due to migraineous pain. It's a migraineous headache.
Or sinusitis.
Sinusitis.
Frontal.
Frontal sinusitis.
Father, thank you for healing. Your power in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
Actually, I had a 3-year-old sister. She went for a checkup at the hospital on Friday. And she had diabetes. And as Bishop
How old?
Was 3 years old.
Diabetes?
Yes. And as Bishop was preaching and praying, I was also praying. I heard the Lord saying that she's healed from that disease. And
do you understand what she's saying? 3 years old, diagnosed with diabetes. Do you understand what it means? Yes. You see, if you are part of the human race, one day you see that you need a miracle. That's what Catherine Kuma said. She said it all the time. So if you are part of humanity, one day you need a miracle. So you laugh at miracles, but one day you see that you need a miracle. Father, we pray for her little sister with diabetes. Send your power in that direction. Send your mercy in that direction. And heal this little child. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen. God bless you. What is this?
Yeah, since last night I'm having a very severe headache and I can't even swallow saliva through my throat. So when I came to church this evening, I was telling my brother that the way it is, it's truly disturbing me. So when you say we should lay our hands where we are having severe pain, I hold my neck, and as soon as you finished praying, it was as if it was magic to me. Everything was gone. I mean,
magic. The miracle power of God will be like magic to you. And the pain is gone.
It was so marvelous. I couldn't even believe it. I was just jumping up because I have never seen this star before. I
did not see that before.
I couldn't swallow saliva. It was really disturbing me. I was telling him that after this program, I think I have to go and check myself. But right now, everything is gone.
Father, thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, everybody lift your hands. Is there somebody who came here with a belief that I will lay hands? Look, everybody would like to be laid hands on. I'm asking you something specific. If everybody comes, I won't pray for you. But if you came here with a prayer that I would heal, I would lay hands on you, I need you to come forward. All right. Shh. Lift your hands. No movements. No more movements. I came here because of somebody, and that person is going to be touched by the Lord. Lift your hands. He's a healing Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
be transformed. Be transformed. Be transformed. Be transformed. Receive the power of God. In Jesus' name.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
And right now,
His power is
flowing your way.
Oh.
And as you are calling
Jesus,
His glory
Jesus.
Is falling.
Yes.
In His name.
In His name.
And I'm saying,
Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus.
A healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus, a healing Jesus, and for you, those healing stripes will lay.
Yes,
he's a healing
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
His power is flowing your way.
My God, my God.
And
my God.
As you are calling,
my God, my God,
His glory is falling.
Jesus,
in His name,
in His name.
Sickness cannot
stay. Yes, yes, yes. He's a healing
Jesus.
Oh,
healing Jesus.
Thank you. Hold your hands, everybody, all of you in front here. I'm going to lay hands on all of you at the same time. Lift your hands. Jesus, let your power flow into this crowd. Dead raising power, financial saving power, healing power, transforming power, merciful
power.
May your life be changed forever. Whatever is molesting you loses its power over you tonight. In the name of Jesus, whatever has followed you here is commanded to leave you now. Now, now, now. Receive a blessing. Receive a healing. Receive a help. Receive a grace. Receive a power from the Lord Almighty. May your life be transformed forever in the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank the Lord.
Jesus, I heal Jesus.
You may get up.
Jesus, He's healing you in Jesus' name right now. He's a healing Jesus.
And take your seats.
A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name right now.
He's a healing
Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's a healing Jesus, a healing Jesus for you. Those healing
stripes
today, He's a healing Jesus, a healing Jesus, and right now His power is flowing your way.
Victory over Satan in your life. Victory over Satan in your life. Victory over Satan in your life. In the name of Jesus.
He's a healing Jesus. A healing Jesus. Oh, let His power heal your life today.
Okay, lift your hand, receive your blessing. When you were coming here, whatever wicked animal in the spirit realm was following you from the house to the work to town to back, I command it to leave you from today in the name of Jesus. You are declared a blessing. You will no longer be a source of concern, a source of problem to your family or to anybody, but rather you will be called a blessing. When your name is mentioned, people will say a blessed name has been mentioned, a good name has been mentioned. Whatever you couldn't do with your own power before you came here, a power is coming over you that is enabling you to do what you could not do before. The mountain you couldn't climb, the hill you couldn't cross, the river you couldn't cross, receive power to cross that river in the name of Jesus. The barrier you reached that you couldn't go further, the border you reached that you couldn't cross, receive power to go over that border in the name of Jesus. God is empowering you today. God is giving you grace. You will be able to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. Whoever is here who has a child, your child is declared a good child. Your child shall not be a child of confusion, but a child of great blessings. Your child will bring you good news. Your child will bring you good tidings. And your child will make you happy. In the name of Jesus, receive grace. Receive healing. Receive the upper hand in every trouble, in every crisis. Receive victory over Satan, wizard, witches, libations, craft, bloodshed, and any evil in your life. In Jesus' name. Whatever business you are involved in that never gives you profit is declared profitable from today. Whatever work you do, you go and come, you go and come, you go and come, and there's nothing to show for it. I seal up every hole in your pockets and every hole in your business and declare a blessing of prosperity and abundance in your life. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift your hand and thank God for these blessings that are sure in your life. Sure in your life. Sure.
He's healing you in Jesus' name.
He's a healing
Jesus. A healing Jesus. He's healing you in Jesus' name.
Sit down. I want to say, I want to say something before I sit down. That is why I haven't sat down yet. Whatever has been declared over you, the prophecy you believe is the one that is going to happen. Yes. Some of you here, you are a source of concern. Like you are even a problem in the house. Yes. But from today, you are no more a source of concern or a problem. You are a blessing in your house. Yes. People will be glad that you are around. Receive it in Jesus' name. The prophecy that you believe are the ones that will happen practically in your life. Amen. Now, there's something that I want us to remember, especially the pastors. There are two kinds of testimonies.
pre-preaching testimonies and post-preaching testimonies. Yes. Each has its place. The most detailed and wonderful testimonies are the ones you hear pre-preaching. Like when I was telling you the testimonies of some people whom even the doctor are writing to them from England, asking them for their DNA because they want to know how they are still alive, whether they have something that fights. Yeah. These are pre-preaching testimonies. Like the testimony I was giving somebody 18 years I was supposed to be there. Then we have post-preaching testimonies. Post-preaching testimonies, you can get certain kinds of testimonies, but a lot of testimonies you cannot get it in a certain way post-preaching, because there are very few things you can see clearly just in the church. When you go to the hospital, that's why there are so many tests. When you say this is gone, this is gone, this is gone, you have to do so many tests. Many people are not able to do post-preaching testimony. That's why they don't start a river of testimonies. When I started to have testimonies, look, I'm not boasting. All the miracles in the Bible I've seen them, maybe except Lazarus. Except Lazarus. I haven't seen that one. But dead, I've seen. I've seen it. I've seen two. Yes. So, you will see all. Oh, you won't even believe. When you're even telling the story, one another, is it true? But it is true. So, the testimonies you have heard, there are people here who are going to be part of giving amazing testimonies in the future. Hallelujah. Are you excited about that? Is it fantastic? Amen. So you are blessed, and God is blessing you mightily. All that has been spoken, it will happen. When you are in the church, be a good son and a good daughter, and give it time. With time, you see. I don't know who was there when I first started praying for the sick. Do you remember what year it was? Yeah, the first miracle, sir. Yes. Since we started, we have seen everything. All the things you can see, we've seen some. But it's a river. You have to let it flow. Financial miracles, you see all. One day I preached, and a man who doesn't know me, who doesn't belong to the church, he gave an offering. I won't say the amount. You will even hear financial testimonies. You can't believe that you are hearing it. I won't say it because there are wicked people also around. Every wicked eye that came here goes blind in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.